This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Hillary Chambers, and we're learning all about how to take good care of our lungs today and what we can do when our lungs need a little extra help. So welcome back, Hillary.
Thanks so much, Kathy.
So we've learned lots about water and food and proteins and how our lungs actually work. What do we do when they get congested and we need to help them help us?
Yeah, I love that phrasing, help them help us, totally. So there are quite a few different specific nutrients that we can use, and so we'll go through them. But my first, and I'm going to say the cornerstone, in my opinion, of how we can really support our lungs is using something called N-acetylcysteine. The short form of that is NAC, so we're going to call it NAC from now on because it's much easier to say. So NAC does a couple of different amazing things to the lungs. First, it's a precursor, meaning it converts into a nutrient called glutathione. And now glutathione, especially for our listeners who are really familiar with the body, the glutathione is most well known as a detoxifier in the liver. But interestingly, the second highest density of where we find glutathione in the body, second to the liver, is the lungs. So when we stop to think about it for a second, as I've been mentioning in our first segment, Kathy, we are constantly breathing in chemicals, pollutants, fragrances, you name it. And so our lungs have to be able to detoxify in order to keep working well. So glutathione is something that is that biggest detoxifier in the lungs. So N-acetylcysteine, again, NAC, is an excellent precursor for glutathione, and research shows it significantly at adequate oral doses will increase glutathione concentration in the lungs. So really important to note that taking glutathione does not have that same impact. So we got to take the NAC. So what that's going to do is we're going to give our lungs a huge boost of antioxidant and detoxifying capacity. But the second thing that it's going to do is act as a mucolytic. So, Kathy, I know we'd spoken about how important mucus is, because once our lungs detoxify and kind of make that, clean up after all the gunk that we've breathed in, we have to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So we have to put it into that mucus and excrete it or secrete it from the body. So NAC will also thin out the mucus. So it'll make it easier for that mucus to come up through the lungs and to expectorate it out of the body.
So it'll give us a really good productive cough, that when we cough, it really does come up. It's not that harsh, congested cough.
Exactly. And even to take it one step further, that maybe we don't even get to that coughing place in the first place,
right?
Because you don't even notice that mucus is just constantly kind of there. And then the NAC also has great research behind it to show that it's going to reduce things like the frequency and severity of exacerbations and help with lung capacity in patients with COPD. So again, we're understanding now that it helps lung capacity because it thins the mucus and it detoxifies.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. That's just such an important nutrient for anybody with chronic lung problems. What other herbs would you think of as being good to work synergistically with the NAC?
Mm-hmm. Fenugreek, I think, is one of my other top herbs. So fenugreek is something that's going to help, again, to clear that mucus from the lungs. But we describe it as something that's a gentle expectorant. So it's not going to make you, sorry for the terrible pun, but it's not going to make you cough up a lung. It's going to gently help with that clearing. But at the same time, it's also quite soothing to the lungs. And the other sort of last benefit that we get from it is that it actually improves lung capacity in people with asthma by about 10%, which is huge. So again, another powerhouse that works in a couple different ways in the lungs to help kind of clear the mucus, improve lung capacity, and soothe the lungs themselves.
That's fantastic. And it's often drank as a tea as well. It has other properties when you're not looking at lungs.
Absolutely. A lot of herbs are like that. You get more than one wonderful benefit from that herb.
Yeah. Instead of side effects, you get more benefits that help other parts of the body.
Exactly. You get synergies. And yeah. two actually other herbs, while we're on the topic of synergies, that work really well with fenugreek are hyssop and mullein. And these are, I'd say, lesser known herbs, but they are extraordinarily soothing for the lungs. And they act as really great antioxidants. So what that will do is heal up some of that damage that's been done to the lung tissues, possibly if we've been exposed to chemicals and things. They'll reduce inflammation, actually, in those airways. So now you can picture that with that antioxidant and that anti-inflammatory impact, we're going to have way better gas exchange across the lung.
Wow. Yeah, that feels better already. That sounds so good. And often there's kind of a warm stimulating herb put together to help when you put all the herbs together, you put something very warm and stimulating to create more energy from all those herbs. Do you know some good ones that would do that?
That's right. So when we're kind of creating a traditional herbal formula, yeah, you're right. We usually put something a little stimulating and it makes everything else work better. The one that I love for lungs is ginger. So simple. But if you think about, Kathy, last time you cooked with ginger, for me, I think it was just last week, that even just the smell of it, it acts as a bronchodilator, meaning it opens up the airways and relaxes any spasms in the lungs. And if you picture cooking with it, kind of taking a deep breath, you go, oh, yeah, it kind of does. Mm-hmm. That feeling of opening up the airways and relaxing that tightness in the chest.
Yeah.
So it works as that stimulator for the product, or sort of for the other herbs, but it also opens and relaxes. Mm-hmm. But then it also has a lot of wonderful anti-inflammatory action as well, which is why we love ginger added to our food. Mm-hmm. But in a herbal formula, we're going to reduce all that damage that's been done and reduce inflammation in the lungs.
Wow, those are some great herbs. Was there anything else on the list you had put together if you had chronic lung problems?
Yes. Thank you for asking. I had one more favorite on my list, and this one is, I'd say, a heavy hitter for me. When we talk about lung concerns, Kathy, they always have some component of the immune system. So let's go down that list. If we have allergies, allergies are an immune response to stuff in our environment. If we have asthma, if we have chronic bronchitis, or COPD is better known, emphysema. If we have we're getting over a cold or flu or bronchitis where we've had a cough and that infection's gone into our chest, all these different conditions involve the immune system. So what I like to do when I'm working with my patients is make sure we're supporting that immune system. So we're either working to improve their symptoms of that immune response. We're working to maybe prevent infection in the long term. And we're working to protect against that future flare-up. So my favorite one for this is reishi. Mm. Reishi, or Ganoderma, some people like to call it, is that mushroom. And I know we cook with it too, actually. But the mushroom, or Ganoderma specifically, reishi, works as an immune modulator. So what this means is it's going to be a really beneficial thing for people who need their immune system to be kind of turned up a notch, uh-huh. or their immune system to be balanced.
Right.
So it's going to be safe and wonderful for someone with asthma, COPD, someone with allergies, and then someone with infection. We're going to support that immune system in all those categories.
Oh. Hillary, is there any contraindications with anybody with any of these wonderful herbs that you've talked about for lungs?
That's a really great question. So the important thing is that N-acetylcysteine that's in there, of course, is going to boost glutathione in the lungs, but it will also stimulate it in the liver. So if you're on medications, you should always talk with your healthcare provider prior to taking this supplement, a supplement containing NAC, just to make sure that it's going to be safe and not make your medication less effective. The other thing is we don't want to be using it if we're taking, like using, sorry, not yet, if we don't want to be using some of these blood thinning herbs. So we got to be a little careful there. And we also want to be careful with Ganoderma when we're taking antibiotics. as it may kind of counteract some of that activity there. We want to make sure your antibiotics work. And then lastly, I would just caution that anybody who's pregnant or breastfeeding should not be taking any of these herbs unless they're specifically instructed to do so from their healthcare provider.
Okay.
Typically, we avoid them.
Excellent. Wow. So any of those herbs can be taken as teas. They can be taken. Mm-hmm. They can be taken in lots of ways. But I know I've seen a product called Lung FX that synergistically has put these all together in with standardized extracts for the maximum efficacy. So if anybody is challenged by lung tissue issues, those are the nutrients that really help. I also was on your website today, and I was looking at all the things that you teach. And I was wondering if you could just share with our listeners how to get to all those little educational bits on your website.
Absolutely. Thanks for asking, Kathy. I'm glad you're on that website, too. It is.
Fantastic.
I really tried to make sure that we're giving you as many tips as I can. So on the website is myhealthology.ca. And we've organized it into conditions so that you can take a look and see, oh, yeah, you know, maybe you do need to work on digestion or joint pain or in this our discussion today, asthma. And that way you can take another look through and get all those tips and tricks from me about things you can do from a lifestyle perspective or from a supplement perspective to help.
Fantastic. Thanks for putting it all together for us once more, Hillary. It was great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me, Kathy. I appreciate it.
Okay, we're going to be right back.